what does all this mean for Citizens Climate Lobby? What is our contribution to this work going forward? The Pathway to Paris project has turned into the Citizens Climate Engagement Network. This is now a platform for citizen participation in global governance. The goal is that we will have citizens' voices added to the UNFCCC process, the UN Environment Assembly, the high-level political forum at the UN, and the UN General Assembly. These are four different global decision-making processes where real policies are decided that affect every person on Earth. And there's no real citizen engagement component. Our goal is to turn the Citizens Climate Engagement Network into a strategy to make that possible. The main way that it operates is through these local meetings and through the work streams, where we can bring people together to focus on solving policy problems more rapidly than they would otherwise be solved, and then bring those new insights directly to decision makers when the time is crucial. And so I just want to turn over this forum for a minute to Don, who's been working with the carbon pricing work stream, and who wants to say a little bit about what's next and what the work is about. Don?
Well, thanks, Joe. So the carbon pricing work stream is just this awesome venue that brings together people who just really care about carbon pricing and the principles that underpin it, and really want to make a difference internationally. It's open to anyone who, whether you're just learning about this for the first time and you're interested and you want to get involved, to people who are actually working for these international organizations and want to make a difference on it. So it's just been this great venue that brings people together and allows us to, as Joe's been talking about, really make a difference on these issues. And there's not a lot of time right now for me to get into all the details on it, but we are planning an introductory call on February 25th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to really learn more about it. And all the details for that will be on engageforclimate.org/CPW, Carbon Pricing Workstream. That's engageforclimate.org/CPW. So really hope to be able to talk with you then, or if you can't make it, we'll be recording it and it'll be available for you to listen to. But it's a wonderful opportunity to dig in and just dive into these international agreements and really make the kind of difference that all of us want to invest our time and energy into. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Don. I have to say, just take a minute to say that the Carbon Pricing Workstream has been an incredible demonstration of citizen volunteer influence over global policymaking. The work on principles, on draft language, and the dissemination of that information at key moments has definitely influenced the way that these intergovernmental bodies have talked about and thought about and pushed for carbon pricing going forward. It's one of the main reasons that we actually have this open engagement in relation to carbon pricing as one of the outcomes from Paris. Now, I want to add a couple more details about our engagement going forward. Don mentioned engageforclimate.org. That's the number 4, engageforclimate.org. This is where the Citizens Climate Engagement Network is based. So Citizens Climate Lobby is one of the contributors and the main supporting organization making this happen. And the best way to think about it is, you know, sometimes we wear different hats in CCL. You might be the person who hosts a local meeting. You might also be the person who bakes the brownies or who sends out the email reminders, or you might not. But the work that we do here in relation to the global system and trying to ramp up citizen engagement, this is the same two core missions that we have in Citizens Climate Lobby of empowering citizen volunteers to have breakthroughs in the exercise of their personal and political power, and working to build political will for a livable world through the making of smart climate policy. In terms of what we need to know here in the US, the real message coming out of Paris for policymakers in the US is there is a most efficient post-Paris leadership strategy that we can take on. And that entails putting into into law the single most efficient way to mobilize economy-wide climate action. You can do that without regulations, without mandates, and all of us in CCL know what that method is. And so we can take the message to Congress, you know, the fee and dividend approach is the best approach for the United States for any number of reasons. It's certainly the best approach if you're someone who doesn't want regulations telling businesses what to do or picking winners and losers. But the Paris Agreement gives us a very clear opportunity to essentially recapture global leadership on fiscal responsibility, economic development and innovation, and even strengthen our geopolitical position by giving us leverage in our negotiations with all of these countries that have this new responsibility and that need to be empowered by the kind of policies we might ask them to take on. So if you go to the page for this lesson on CCLU, the full lesson plan that I've gone through is going to be laid out there with lots of links, and you'll be able to find your way to all kinds of different resources, find your way to the Carbon Pricing Workstream page, find your way to the Citizens Climate Engagement Network site if that's what you want.